produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening to all of you across the world. You are listening to Coach Terry on Your Wealth is Your Wellness, sponsored by Josie's Inspirational Radio Network USA World and produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Network. I'm so excited to be with you all at this moment. We had started our series on family and the importance of family. And as these days, months, and years go by in this life and in this journey we call life, family seems to be one of the most important things that we focus on outside of our relationship with God. As a coach, my family and I just experienced the preparation of Hurricane Dorian, which really impacted and put a huge devastation on the islands of the Bahamas. I live and reside in the state of Florida in the United States of America, and I am on that East Coast with that Atlantic Ocean where Hurricane Dorian formulated into a Category 5 catastrophic hurricane. At 185 mile per hour winds and just moving at 1 mile per hour and hovering over the Bahamas for at least a day and a half or two. And in the event that we as a family and the country of the United States and the world envision what was going on and what was happening, the primary source in that preparation was God and family. God and family. And so in Proverbs 18:24, it clearly states to us that a man that hath friends must shew himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and that is our Christ Jesus. Nothing but prayers and prayers and prayers for family and friends during that time that hurricane was making its way across the Bahamas, heading towards Florida, to watch the anxiety, the anticipation, and the preparation of businesses, organizations, to make sure that everyone was safe, brought our world and country together. And if we were to every day look out for one another as if we are family and friends, this would make God extremely happy. You know, God says, this is my commandment in John 15, 12, 13. that ye love one another as I have loved you. We talked about this last time on this radio series. God just wants us all to love one another as he has loved us. He has forgiven us of past sin, as we should forgive those who have harmed, hurt, or caused us pain in any sort of way. And so in John 15:12-13, where he does say, this is my commandment to you, meaning this is what I want you to follow and I want you to obey, that ye love one another as I have loved you. And so now people from across the country of the United States and some across the world are giving goods to those families who survived Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas. So when we talk about family, family is a solid unit that we all should stand on to support and to love to eternity. Nothing comes before family but Christ. Nothing comes before family but Christ. But is that happening? And so last time we spoke, we talked about forgiving yourself first and forgiving that loved one who may have hurt or harmed you in the past. You know, there have been a lot of family secrets in some families that have not been told, and maybe the family member felt like it shouldn't have been told. However, there's always somebody who tells it where it was not their place. And what it does is it ends up hurting the entire family unit and all the people that were involved, because it could have betrayed trust. It could have been something that a family member wasn't prepared to share. Maybe they thought the other family member wouldn't understand. There's a lot of dynamic there. And, you know, as a coach, when I talk about your wellness and your self-care, mentally and emotionally, we have to be prepared on how to have that balanced channeling of energy to discipline disappointments, to discipline misunderstandings, and to discipline hurt or pain. And we have to put ourselves in other people's shoes. I always share with my clients, let's not be reactionary. Let's think about being proactive and putting ourselves in the other person's shoes and or situation. And how would you respond to that after you've asked God for direction and his wisdom? In Psalms 133:1, it says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Psalms 133:1. Again, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. That's all God wants, because we know that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and to divide. Constantly, the demons want to divide unity, to steal your joy, to rob you of your blessing. But if we could just stay focused on God and what he's asked us to do, to love one another as he has loved you, and embrace our family, and despite of their flaws, impurities, and or ways, and be that example that Christ wants us to be. And if we can do that, we are being well in our well-doing when it comes to family. We are being well in our well-doing when it comes to balance. We are doing well in our well-being as we deal with the stressors of life, because we have a positive attitude and an optimistic outlook on the future, because we have that relationship with Christ and we are obeying His commandments. I love me some family. I really do. And to watch families come together during this devastation of Hurricane Dorian, it was bittersweet. But it shouldn't be a catastrophic event to occur in order to bring unity with our brothers, sisters, friends, and family. It shouldn't be. Sometimes family comes together, as we talked about last time, only at a funeral. We have families across the world who can't even unite and be in the same room for 30 minutes to an hour. What is that about? Someone in that arena should not even allow it to happen, because the devil starts to steal that joy, continues to divide. We get with our families and friends to create memories, to document history, to celebrate our years together as a family. Is it the only time that you're with family is during the holidays? Or a specific day that you all recognize? And if you do and it's great, that's fine. And it's a tradition, that's wonderful. However, with the technology that we have today in this world, we can group chat, we can FaceTime, we have all these different type of apps that we have on our electronic devices and computers and iPads and different tablets, that we can stay in constant contact with our family. One of my family members introduced me to an app called Marco Polo. And it's a unique app where you can record yourself talking to family and or friends, and they'll get a notification that a family member has sent a video or a notification that there is a message for you. And how lovely it is to open up that app and to see your family member say, "Hello, family, I love you. I just wanted to check in today to let you know this is my first day on the job. I'm asking for your prayers. Thank you so much for your well wishes. Looking forward to hearing back from all of you." And then you, as that family member, get to press record and say, "Hey, family member, it's so good to see you. You look absolutely fabulous. I'm praying for you and I'm wishing you well on this day. Pray for us as well. Joey and Jane started their first day of fifth grade, and they'll be moving on to middle school or junior high school or homeschooling or some type of successful program as it relates to education." I mean, we can be unified if we put forth the effort. And so as we talk about this series of family, I'm going to lay it pretty thick and hard on the importance of honoring God and what He's commanded us to do when it comes to family. In Galatians 6:10, He says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." So if you believe in me, Jesus Christ, and you believe that I died for your sins, and you believe in the Holy Spirit, then let us do good unto them at all times. At all times. Question for you. When's the last time that you prayed for a family member without them asking? The reason why I ask you this is I always think about my grandmother. And there's a song that was often sang in the church, still maybe to this day. And the song's words was, I had a praying grandmother, and she knew enough to call on the name of Jesus. And I love that, because usually it's our foremothers and our grandmothers and our great aunts, the strong thoroughbreds of the family, who's in constant prayer for you as their family member. You have the favor of God because someone prayed it over you. You are healed by his stripes because someone continuously prayed it over you, which is your family. And so we as a people have to take the time out when we give that time to God in our quiet space to pray for others, pray for our families, pray for those family members that haven't even been born yet. Pray for generations to come. Constant prayer and constant praise. God loves to be praised. He loves to know that you're grateful and you're thankful for everything that he is doing and has. He's so grateful. He's grateful for you to praise him. He's grateful that you are acknowledging the fact of his goodwill and that his goodwill is being done. I often think about how often I'm praising the Lord and how often I'm praying. And sometimes I say, Lord, I know you're sick of me. I know you're tired of me. But I had to just come to you, Lord, one more again and just say, thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my job. Thank you that I don't have a job at this moment, Lord. Thank you for giving me wisdom. Thank you for recognizing I needed this quiet time with you. Thank you for allowing me to have this space to recognize that your will for me is to go this way and not that way. God will continue to honor you and bless you as long as you're going to give him that time and as long as you're going to obey his commandments. Now, I know we have children or extended family that we may be caring for that may be out of line or not in alignment with the will of God or not in alignment with the foundation or the standards of your family. And all I can tell you is that we'll continue to pray. But we've all heard the saying, let go and let God, right? Let go and let God. Because it's not our battle, but we can continue to pray for our family that's not in alignment with Christ or not in alignment with your core values of your family. I guarantee you, as long as you're praying and you're speaking to God, he's going to turn it around or they're going to come back. In 1 Timothy 3:5, it says, for if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? And so long as you have God as your foundation, he's going to turn it around. Might not be when you want it, but he's always going to be on time. In Psalms 127:3-5, he says, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. So we have to train up these children as the way that they should go. And we have to be the example at all times. Are we perfect? No. We have some imperfections. We step out of alignment every now and then. But if you're that example the majority of the time, and you're setting that example, your children will go that way, the way that they should go, which is the Lord's way. I look at our children of today in this world, and I continue to pray for them. We have some wonderful innovators, and we have those children who are absolutely out of line, totally gone down the wrong path. And we continue to pray, and we continue to honor God, and we continue to give all the praise to God for his plan, for his plan. So on this very day, I'm not sure how your family functions. I'm not sure if you even consider yourself a part of a family. And if that's the case, what I'm going to say to you is you have family. Because you have this radio network where you've come to for guidance, you've come to for wisdom, you come to for wellness and balance and empowerment. You've come for inspiration. See yourself as the leader and create your family. It's the people who love you, the people who have been around you, the people who have stood there in the gap for you. You can consider family. Most people think that your family has to be your biological mother or father. Well, there are some family members and children that have never met their biological mother or father, but there is a father figure here on this earth that supported them, loved them, and help them along the way. But always remember, every last one of us listening today has a heavenly Father. And he's never going to leave you. And he's never going to forsake you. Because you're his child. We're all God's children. And we can't get along. We're all God's children who he loves unconditionally no matter what, who died for our sins. We're all God's children. So unify, accept, and love each other. Now, I'm not telling you not to be wise, because we do have people out here in this world who are not in alignment with Christ. But Christ will give you that wisdom and say, you need to go that other way. And you need to walk the other way. But you need to continue to pray for your brother. That's all. That's all we can do. I love family. You are my family. And I haven't even met you or seen you. But in my spirit, for those out there that's listening, you are my family. I need you. You need me. We need each other. And we have one great thing in common that I know for sure is that we love Christ. And we know that he's our heavenly Father. And we know that he is for us, not against us. And we know that he has great plans for us. Plans for us to have a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Prayer, plans for us to prosper and be in good health. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's so refreshing to know that you have somebody that's for you. I don't know if I'm speaking to anybody today. To know that you have somebody of the anointing that's for you. 100% for you. There's no greater love. No greater love. So as we wrap up today, I'm still going to continue on our path of family and how we need to honor and cherish our family, create memories, create traditions, and love on our family. As I ended in our last togetherness, I asked you to do one thing, and that was to pick up the phone and call a family member or a friend who's loved you on this earth and tell them that you love them and tell you that them that you appreciate them. And then you're going to take it a step further. I love you because I appreciate you because I'm calling you today to tell you this because people need to hear it. And words mean things. If we continue to walk, dance, and act in love, we are being the greatest servants and children of God. For He wants us to continue to walk in love and continue to be unified. That's His commandment. I'll say it again, John 15:12-13. This is my commandment, children, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but God's going to make it light. I think sometimes we have to get over our own egos in order to pick up the phone, write a letter, or approach a loved one face to face to tell them that we care, we appreciate, and that we love them. In despite of. Because remember, you, mom, dad, sister, brother, auntie, uncle, cousin, you have to set the example. You have to be the one to humble yourself, because we can't choose our ego over God and family. We just can't. So I'm so grateful to have this moment with you all. It's so good to be able to dance in my passion, which is people being well. You're listening to Your Wealth is Your Wellness. This is Coach Terry on Josie's Inspiration Radio Network, USA World, produced by Kayla Paget, Finding My Way. You all have an awesome, tremendous morning, day, evening, afternoon. And until next time, Coach Terry is going to say, be well.
Produced by Kayla Paget on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.